Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Doug Field, the CEO of the Institute for Healthcare Consumerism and your show host. Welcome to this week's edition of Healthcare Consumerism Radio. And joining me in the studio is our radio producer, Jonathan Field. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a good program today, and a lot's happening with them. We're going to welcome on the program here in about 10 minutes, Mike Sullivan, who's co-founder and chief growth officer with One Digital. And many of you know One Digital is formerly Digital Insurance and Digital Benefit Advisors. And Mike's going to talk really about something that we all are aware of and talk about a lot, and that's the convergence of technology in this space and the convergence of technology and advisory solutions, specifically on how that helps serve the mid-sized and small employer market. So Mike will be joining us here in about 10 minutes, and should be a good interview with him. Well, Jonathan, we're hard at work on the announcement we made a couple weeks ago on co-locating Private Exchange Forum with IHC Forum West. We've gotten some really, you know, positive feedback on that.
Yeah, we have. In case anybody out there missed it, we had our Private Exchange event scheduled for next month in Baltimore, and we will be moving that content, the speakers, the sponsors, everything, to be co-located with IHC Forum West, which has been located at the Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas for the past several years. So we are, we have transitioned the program, so to speak. If you go to the IHCforum.com, our conference website, you will now see these programs both reflected on there. We'll have workshop tracks where you can go to IHC Forum West content for information on things like telehealth, workplace well-being, or you can choose the Private Exchange Forum workshops and get information on the latest in the private exchange market, defined contribution, etc.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. You know, we just feel this co-location will enable us to provide which really is our goal, continuing all our events, the right value for our sponsors, our speakers, and our attendees. And as Jonathan said, give our attendees really a chance to pick and choose, you know, content from both of these programs. And this will be a move that will continue into 2017 in Las Vegas, where they will continue to be co-located together. But we've got a lot of other new good stuff happening with IHC Forum West. And also, I should say to anyone out there that is interested in speaking or sponsoring, there's opportunities to join us. We got speaking slots, you know, available, you know, sponsorship opportunities in our sponsorship and exhibit area innovation showcase. So, you know, reach out to us, you know, come through our website, www.thehiccforum.com. You know, we're partnering with a couple groups that are helping us build out our program of content. You know, ACRM, which is an employer-focused group, really focused on helping employers, you know, work together with each other and look at healthcare cost containment strategies. They're actually doing a workshop track, five workshops around healthcare cost containment, including the emerging really new trend, and that is direct contracting between employers and provider groups in their specific market. So I think you'll find that employer track very, very interesting to choose from. LeakFrog is working with us on a general session, you know, along with their survey work and their hospitals and some key employers to join us. CBiz has joined with us. They are going to be producing a well-being track at, you know, IHC Forum West, and they're also agreeing in to combine with our Superstar and Innovator Awards presentation at IHC Forum West, their annual Eddington CBiz Next Practice Award for Innovation and Workplace Well-Being. So we thank those groups for joining with us, as others that are coming with us to work with us. This program is going to be fresh, it's going to be different, New set of speakers, some of the same core thought leaders that have been with us and helped us really build our events here at the Institute will continue to be with us, but really a fresh program. We're excited about that. And then the timing of November is that, yes, we know people are involved in open enrollment, but this is time to really give you an inside look at and a first-time look in as what's happening and what's ahead for 2017-2018 plan year, which work begins really right after, you know, the January timeframe. So, you know, we hope you can join us. And, Jonathan, we've got Super Saver Rates right now until, what, September?
Yeah, I think the second or third week of September.
So if you're an employer and broker, you can register for this event for $99. And again, you can find that key information at our website, www.thehiehcforum.com. So is there anything else on the events that you want to highlight with our listening audience today?
Well, you know, I think you touched on it with the various partnerships that we have. Should bring in a lot of original contributors, a lot of original voices, you know, first-time participants, the IHC. You know, personally, I'm looking forward to what Emily and her team at CBiz are doing. You hear more and more about kind of looking at the holistic well-being aspect of the workplace. And I know, you know, Emily's really well connected with a lot of large employers out there that are really focusing on that. A lot of healthcare systems are big clients for them. You know, the healthcare professionals, helping them, you know, with the mental stress, the physical well-being, which of course is crucially important. So, yeah, I mean, you know, looking at the program, I think there's a lot that's coming together. And that's certainly one that I'm looking forward to. Of course, you really can't overlook the value of what Leah at the Leapfrog Group is bringing. She is doing the general session on Thursday morning, so this will open up the day on Thursday, November 10. And she'll be presenting Turbocharging the Pursuit of Value, How Employers Save Lives and Dollars with a Hospital Strategy. So, you know, looking at high-value hospital care, looking at healthcare transparency, value-based design, you know, contracting, direct contracting, et cetera. And, you know, Leah will be the lead speaker. And, you know, she will be doing a presentation there, but she'll also be joined by, you know, several employers out there that are actually putting into practice some of these innovative practices.
And that same day, we're going to close the conference with a unique look in on what's happening around technology innovation.
Right.
You know, time is now around HR benefit technology and exchange technology. So really leading stakeholders representing each of these will be presenting in that interactive discussion. And we'll kick open our event with a really multi-stakeholder, you know, perspective, you know, several leading employers. You know, Steve Auerbach, right now the CEO of Allegis, is one of the solution providers, and we're looking to have another one join him there. So really, really good content that should allow our audience to really, again, get their arms around what's happening and what's ahead as they look, continue to innovate into the new year.
Yeah, and, you know, another just comment on the program is really the breadth of material that we have reflected in this program that we'll be covering. You know, just on track one, we have workshops on telehealth, which I believe the latest Willis Towers Watson data said that 90%, 9 in 10 large employers were either implementing or considering implementing telehealth program for next year. So obviously just looking at the growth of that from even last year, the last 2 years has been astounding. We will have a session on mindfulness, another, you know, same kind of link to the well-being that is currently, you know, being more attention on that in the workplace. Pharmacy benefits, you know, a huge, you know, absolutely cost center for employers today when looking at their healthcare costs. Direct contracting, defined contribution healthcare, and a health plan decision support shootout, where various vendors in the decision support space will be demoing their products. So, I mean, that's just the first track. That's just the first seven workshops. You have, you know, all these different topics.
Yep. So again, you can join us. Currently, Super Saver Rates. Check out continuing evolution of the program and opportunities there. And if you do want to talk to us about speaking, or you have an idea, or you want to talk about participating as a sponsor, you know, reach out to us, and that's theihccforum.com. And we're excited to bring on our next guest, Mike Sullivan, co-founder and chief growth officer with One Digital, that again, many of you will recognize, formerly Digital Insurance and Digital Benefits. Mike, good morning to you. Mike?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had you on mute there. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
You had me scared a little bit there.
I actually scared myself as well.
Mike, good to have you with us. You got a lot happening over there at One Digital, and including this new brand, a new name change, that I think represents kind of some of the discussion we're going to have around the convergence of technology advisory solutions. And just you know, give a little bit on your background as chief growth officer, and you know, why you guys are moving to this new brand, One Digital, and then let's talk about what's happening on the market, particularly mid-market and small group.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I think, like everyone else, we're trying to figure out where the advisory business is going. We're trying to understand the sort of the parameters of our firm, what we need to look like, what we need to invest in, how do we need to evolve to keep pace with the change in our industry. And it is becoming, I think, a real challenge to understand where to invest in people, where to invest in solutions. And I think the requirements that are going to be imposed upon us are really going to have to make us think about priorities and how we piece together solutions that are going to matter to employers. You know, we're all trying to figure out, particularly when you live in the middle market and in the smaller end of the marketplace, there are real challenges across the board relative to affordability. Employers are really challenged, I think, more so than the bigger part of the marketplace. So we've got to figure out how to do more. And at One Digital, that's a big part of what my job is now, right? How do we prioritize investment? How do we leverage technology differently than we have in the past? How do we deal with M&A so that we actually become a better company and bring more pieces of the puzzle together? So that's kind of how I'm spending my time.
And the mid-market, to your point, needs a lot of help, but they're not going to move away from benefits. They got to find cost-effective ways for their to offer them their employees, right?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And I think that for the better part of the past decade, digital, and I think a lot of different firms out there sort of checked the box in terms of creating vendor relationships that were ultimately going to deliver pieces of the puzzle in as effective way as possible. We all did it. I think for all intents and purposes, we played defense with those solutions. I think it has become interesting to see new entrants into the space. And Zenefits is probably obviously the most well-publicized sort of phenomena to hit the scene. But at the end of the day, what they did show us in particular is, you know, strip away all the noise. They had employers thinking about benefits and HR differently. And that was an eye-opening thing for us that we think we've been given some time to react to, but we better get moving in a direction that reacts to it.
And so the One Digital new brand signifies the bringing together and the importance of technology and innovation around technology and the value proposition of a progressive, thoughtful advisory group. that really, is that summing up by the one digital brand?
Yeah, you know, I'd sort of summarize it this way, Jonathan. When we started the company 16 years ago, it was right around the end of the internet bubble, and you had a name like digitalinsurance.com because if you wanted to raise money and you needed somewhat of a cool name that was forward-looking and timely, you ended up with a name like Digital Insurance, and you raised some money, and then you tried to figure out what you were going to do with it. Today, I think it's really an acknowledgement that data management, software, and software solutions that are integrated to drive real value, we got to own it, right? It's been part of our name. We need to own that concept, but not in a way that is distant and cold, but in a way that is truly heading towards, you know, where our economy is going. And I think there's going to be ways in which organizations like us connect the dots for employers and their employees in a way that's better. It's just done better than it has been in the past. But we've got a lot of work to do. But for us, the One Digital new brand was really our first attempt at living what it is we aspirationally look to do. Hopefully it's more than just an aspiration sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's good. So we've got 100 million millennials moving into this workforce by 2020. You know, from your view there at One Digital, what is the impact of those millennials on, you know, let's take the mid-market workforce and the needs for you to serve the mid-market, particularly around technology solutions?
So what I've learned from my kids is millennials don't do paper, and if you want to talk about a paper pushing morass, look at our industry. There's you know, we're all kind of limited by what it is carriers can and cannot do, but I think that millennials will challenge all of us to present information in a more logical way, to present choices in a more logical way. For all intents and purposes, Jonathan, get out of the way of answers when they want them, they want to look them up themselves. You know, if you think about the advisory business, we really have benefited by sort of having asymmetry of information, right? Advisors know more about product, more about price, more about solutions than anyone else out there, and that's in a large part how we have added value to a very complicated environment. Millennials, I think, will challenge us to loosen the reins on this aggregated amount of information and let them find their way. And the structures don't exist to do that well today. So I think firms like ours and like many others out there are going to have to figure out how to sort of harness that possibility, because it's almost the opposite of what we've been very good at up to this date, and it's going to challenge us to get going.
Yep. And they want choice too, don't they? They want to have some choice and feel like they, you know, they're being heard and they're able to make some decisions around their benefit programs for themselves, right?
Absolutely. You know, let me give you sort of another analogy. We made an investment for the first time in a software company. And this software company called GoCo, it's something I work with, and I work with them very closely in terms of trying to understand where software is going and what we might do with it. Now, we still have numerous vendor relationships in the software business that serve us very well, but we felt we needed to put a toe in the water in terms of owning a piece of something that we could make our own. When the more time I spend with, for all intents and purposes, these brilliant kids, and they really do, you know, for someone who's been in the business 30 years, they're really like my kids, but listen to how they process information, how they leverage and build software. But probably more than anything, my inclination has always been, if I want an answer to something, let me pick up the phone and call somebody and get the answer. They don't want that. They want to be able to, in a very simple fashion, go to a software solution, put in the attributes that they're trying to solve for, and get an answer. And so we're trying as a company to understand how we harness that potential for this huge foray of millennials coming into the workforce, but we're not set up to do that today. We're not set up organizationally. We're not set up from a software standpoint, and we've got a lot of things to figure out before 100 million of them are here by 2020. So, you know, the organizations like One Digital and, again, many others are going to figure out how we evolve our platform to catch them where they want to play, but that's not set up to the best of my knowledge today, and there's a lot of work to get done.
Yeah, that's true. What are the trends, and what are you there, particularly in your role, Mike, with as Chief Growth Officer, kind of leading, kind of where you look at the market and grow your business? What are maybe some other emerging niches that One Digital says, hey, that's a piece that we'd like to, you know, be able to offer and take to our customer bases? I mean, some of you might not be able to tell me, but just give me an idea of your vision of what you see to really be that comprehensive go-to place for your clients.
So, you know, we're spending a lot of time and a lot of money now trying to figure out how we're going to manage data differently in the future. So, you know, just this week, we've been in day-long meetings on, you know, how do we organize information so that we can create dashboards and different analytics tools so that millennials can access information more effectively. So there's a lot of things relative to the presentation of information in logical, concise ways that I think the buzzword now is either, you know, dashboards or pull-through analytics that are going to put information in a more user-friendly way for consumers or employers that are making purchasing decisions. Very simply presenting benchmarking information so that, again, consumers or employers can understand how to look at information, understand buying trends, understand pricing trends, but not have to continually go to a quote-unquote expert for that information, but get it when they need it the way they need it. We're spending a lot of time and energy around that. You know, you guys talk about it on your show a lot, this whole convergence of HR, ben admin, you know, time and attendance, payroll. You know, if everyone puts their cards on the table today, nobody does that really well today. Everybody, you know, there's an endless amount of people that claim to do it really well. Most are better at one side of it than they are the other. They have a specialty that they're broadening into other components of it. But there is unclaimed territory in terms of who's going to own that space. Can it come from the advisory world? Does it come from payroll? Do some of these new entrants into the space ultimately capture the flag? There's going to be a bunch of different players coming at it from a bunch of different angles. But, you know, at One Digital, we think there's some ground to stake out there, and we're going after that hard. You know, the pharmacy space, we're spending a lot of time in looking at different types of acquisitions that might bring real analytics capability and a new set of solutions for, you know, carve-out pharmacy that, you know, we're going hard after that space. So I think everything is sort of in and around either creating ease of information presentation, ease of analysis of information that's relevant, or just take paper out of the process wherever you can and connect the dots. That's, you know, it's at 80,000 feet, but everything kind of falls under that bucket.
Yeah, so this is you know, for the mid-size, mid-market employer and the smaller employer, this is helping them analyze data and see where they can help better manage their costs. But as you say, on down the line to their employees and their families, helping them make better healthcare choices and better buying purchases because they're responsible for some of these costs as well. That's what I hear you communicating, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's all kinds of interesting and relatively sophisticated things happening upmarket. But bringing it down market in an affordable and scalable way, I think there's lots of work to be done there. And there's firms that are well on their way, and we would like to think that we're one of those. But, you know, no one's doing it the way it ultimately needs to be done today. And I think there's a lot of good folks going after it pretty hard.
Yeah, I think there are too. This is a fun time to be in this market. It's a challenging time, but a fun time to be in this market. And to your point, if you don't innovate, you're going to go by the wayside. Innovation is key to really driving change. How about the whole wellness brand, you know, well-being piece, and, you know, tied into these dashboards, into your technology innovation? Where do you see that for the mid-market?
Yeah, you know. So that's a great question. And, you know, I think the way I would describe our current position is there's a lot of work that we need to do as a company to understand how we leverage solutions that are available in the market. How do we really understand if for the mid-size employer and the small employer, what you can actually do to impact the equation without just tapping into employers who feel almost a moral obligation to do something on the wellness side, but are less concerned about the dollars and cents piece of the issue. I think what we have found is that where you have employers just focusing on dollars and cents, it is really difficult to build an ROI that makes sense down market relative to wellness. But everyone, I think, intuitively understands it has to be part of the equation, and it has to work probably differently than it does today. And so we actually kind of went a step further earlier this year by basically saying we brought an outside consultant in to really study the issue with us, look at all options that are available in the marketplace. We're meeting as teams right now to try to understand how we apply this study to the marketplace. And the thing that's interesting is, as a national firm, we have pretty good insight into how different local markets can compete. So we're not trying to find really a one-size-fits-all, but we're trying to understand by segment, right, under 50 lives, 50 to 200 lives, 200 to 1,000 lives, and then maybe 1,000 and up, what are realistically more broad-based solutions that employers can tap into. We have, I think, component parts of it. We're solving some of these issues for employers today, but I think it's an area where there's real change that needs to take place. Because, again, most of the creativity is happening upmarket, and the dollars and cents piece of it today don't work more downmarket. So we've got our work cut out for us to figure that out better than we have thus far.
And if the mid-market employer is going to compete with that upmarket for skilled workers, there's a compelling need to help them do that, right? You know, with this type of solution.
I think most people are sort of in and around. Somehow you got to activate the consumer so that it's driven from there. And I think there's a lot of ideation around that. But in terms of providing affordable solutions that employers can tap into under 1,000 lives, under 500 lives, you know, I don't think where it's going to end up is out there yet today.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think that makes sense. But it's coming. Hey, Mike, it's been great having you on the program. You know, I think what you're doing there at One Digital is pretty exciting for the marketplace. Bringing this segment to a close, I want to give you a chance to kind of leave our audience with a few takeaways.
Yeah, so look, I think that there's a real opportunity. This concept of convergence is a frequently tossed out an expression that's tossed out there all the time. I don't think it's going to be the same thing for all firms. I think that we're going to have to figure out, and firms are going to have to figure out what they're better at, what they actually think they can own, and define convergence, whether it be advisory technology or any other component part, to figure it out for their firm specifically, their market, the segment of the market they're going after. So I don't really think it's a one-term-fits-all type of thing. You're going to have to define it the way that best works for you and your clients. But I do ultimately, if there's something that our new brand is meant to encapsulate, there is no doubt in our mind that leveraging software differently than it's been done over the past decade in the future is going to be key to our success going forward. And that's probably where the most amount of investment and energy is being focused. It has to change the affordability issue. It has to change the connectivity and scalability parts of the equation. And that's probably the biggest takeaway that we have is that, we're going to school on it and we're picking our shots relative to investment on it. But the opportunity for firms like ours and others to add value for this very complex, very expensive part of everyone's lives, there is nothing but opportunity, I think, for firms that get after it and make the right investments. And that's our path.
I agree with you. Thanks, Mike, so much. And your
right,
new
cool.
Website address is onedigital.com, correct, if somebody wants to find more information on what you're doing?
That's right. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend, okay? Take care.
All right. Yep, thanks. Bye.
Good stuff. I like the new direction. I like the new name on digital.com.
Yeah.
I like their mission, what they're trying to focus on there. So, anyway, to our audience out there, we really appreciate you joining with us on this week's program. A reminder, check out theiaccforum.com for updates on our co-located private exchange forum and IHC Forum West, and to capitalize on Super Saver rates, which is $99 for employers and brokers. And I should add that employers that qualify for VIP can attend free. If you qualify as an employer, you will be invited free to attend our event as our VIP. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next Friday on Healthcare Consumerism Radio.